Hello, interwebs, and welcome to a special micro-installment of Close Up. I'm your host, Joe, and today I'd like to talk about, well, all the ways I've screwed up the show these past few months. But also, how I plan to learn from and fix those mistakes. Full disclosure, this is a prepared statement, because it's just easier for me that way than covering all this off the cuff. So, here we go. Listenership is not what it was even 6 months ago, to put it kindly. And that's for three reasons, so far as I can tell. One, the show to which you were all accustomed was Close Up with Ryan and Joe, and Ryan is gone now. Two, the show's release schedule has proven inconsistent since Ryan left. And three, Leisure Lists, never our most popular segment to begin with, has dominated a feed. Without mincing words, this transition period for Close Up has been difficult on me. First, Ryan left the show, and he happened to leave during a time when I struggled through strong personal burnout, hence my failure to keep the show consistent or fresh since his exit. I simply lacked the energy to keep up Close Up at a more than surface level. That meant, despite grand ambitions for frequent guest stars, my mental bandwidth to contact and schedule new interview-style episodes has been non-existent. So, with that on the back burner, that left me with other segments or reviews. But talking for an hour about new releases is hard to manage without a co-host who's mutually seen the big new releases, plus forcing myself to see so many new things is mentally draining, with the aforementioned burnout. And I doubt if you all want to hear me rant at you for so long about one topic anyway. I don't want to rant that long without somebody to refute points or offer tangents. So I leaned onto Leisure Lists, because those are nice bite-sized reviews. They're easily managed. And Justin was kind enough to step in for many episodes, now and ongoing in Ryan's absence, to give me someone with whom to speak. But Justin's effectiveness as a guest was limited by certain issues, namely his poor internet and lag times, which frequently kill the flow of our conversations during our online recordings. Thanks to these, he never knew when to jump in, lest he interrupt me by accident, as I seem to do inadvertently with him. Plus, Justin is still new to the podcasting landscape. He's still getting the hang of communicating his ideas off the cuff on camera, so he needs some time and a bit of patience to come into his own as an audio performer. Remember, he's effectively on episode 5 or 6 of his podcasting career, while I'm 120+. Still, I can see his improvement with each new episode. I also dropped the ball on the side elements of the show, namely the podcast clips on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. That was partially due to my burnout, but also as part of a greater brand restructuring which I started for Close Up and Thoughtplane Media. Basically, our marketing research shows that YouTube doesn't like when channels lack a central focus, and even something so simple as keeping podcast clips and the podcast proper in the same place killed our growth. So I had to move near 100 episodes worth of clips over to a new channel with SEO-approved titles and hashtags and all that other stuff which helps people discover them. Close Up podcast clips, just in case you're wondering. But I couldn't do all that at once, lest the algorithm kill me for overposting. So all that transition took months of time. But now I'm caught up with the old stuff. And, well, I mean by old stuff, I mean all the stuff that was on the channel already. I still have about 20 episodes worth of episodes with Ryan clips to post that have never before been seen. Anyway, I started to do those recently. So, in essence, Close Up isn't as well-oiled a machine as it used to be, but I'm trying to keep it running nonetheless. And to that effect, I've learned a few lessons. Suffice it to say, Close Up worked a certain way for Ryan and myself, but that mold does not work for Justin and I. To have Justin tell it, I forced him into a Ryan-shaped hole, and the show suffered for it. So, there are going to be some changes. Close Up is soft rebooting as of our next episode. It's still the same feed, but it's going to be different to what came before. First and foremost, Justin and I are attempting to shoot our episodes in person as opposed to over video chat. one episode of that in the hole, and we've already seen a huge improvement in our on-screen chemistry. We're also hoping to return Close-Up to a consistent bi-weekly schedule, at minimum, with potential for bonus episodes. Consistency is traditionally an area of media production which I found difficult to maintain, but we'll do our best. Justin and I are also retooling the Leisure List format to cut back on ballooned runtimes. Now, we'll only talk about maybe a dozen things per episode instead of a dozen plus per person, with a higher degree of spoilers, like Close-Up's older review episodes. These changes should keep the episodes to maybe 60 or 70 minutes tops, and let us pack the most punch into each topic. Additionally, in those lists, we'll be prioritizing reviews of the newest media we've consumed, and we'll put them right up top so that you don't have to wait long to hear about new things. In addition, Justin and I will be presenting many of our reviews less like, well, reviews, and more like Ryan and mine old explains segments, where we're effectively pitching the media to each other or to you, our audience. Because doing that feels more conversational and prompts questions better than lecture-like reviews. And prompting such a conversational climate feels desperately necessary, seeing as Justin and I watch so few of the same things nowadays. The cover art for our new and improved Leisure Lists will feature the Thought Plane Media blue and black color scheme, and will be the new Close-Up's flagship segment. It's also possible that Justin will join me for other segments, similar to ones which Ryan and I did in the past, or perhaps new ones altogether. These will also be delineated by the blue and black cover art. I'd also like to invite other guest stars and hone my skills as an interviewer. I plan for these interviews to also be in a sort of explains format, where I get the subject to give me an hour-long crash course in the week's topic, or just have fun discussions if our knowledge bases are similar. Those interviews will feature yellow and purple cover art. Then there's the classic Ryan and Joe episodes, and those will stay the old orange and blue. And who knows, you may see some new ones of those someday too. Though Ryan has no plans to return to Close Up at this time, but he's always welcome, whenever he wishes. And just for the record, he and I are on still good... messed that up. Just for the record, he and I are still on good terms. We didn't have any sort of falling out. He's just consolidating his time, and the show gave him less joy to produce than he felt was worth the investment at this time. I'm happy as long as he's doing well, and I don't blame him for leaving. I'm the one who chose to keep the podcast running, and I'm the one who's let it fall from grace. But I sincerely believe that Close Up is in for good times ahead. I'm addressing my mistakes, trying new things, and pushing my skills as an entertainment journalist. I hope you'll stick around for the ride, and for new people, welcome. We hope to see you on the next episode of Close Up. Till next time.